Dear friends, I am Mary Magdalene, your sister and soulmate. I am here today to speak to you about illness, the body, and how to heal illness from within. Illness is something that most of you will endure at some point in your life, and the way you look at it has been influenced a lot by the way society looks at illness. By society, I mean the mainstream way of thinking about the body, the physical body, and how to deal with physical pain and illness. And to start with, I would like to draw a very different picture of how I see the relation between you and your body. You are taught that your body is something physical in the outside world, and it is objectified from the start. Even though you understand your body to be yours, your body, it's still something that you believe is partly outside of you and therefore beyond your control, beyond your power. It seems to be given to you through your parents. And whenever there's something wrong with it, there seems to be something outside of you that could fix it. Whether it's medicine or a particular diet or change of lifestyle. And what I'd like to draw your attention to is that from the start, the way you are raised to, the way you are taught to look at your body, there's a kind of split between you and the body. It's almost like your body is taken out of your hands. And this alienation between you and the body is even gets even worse when you become a teenager and you try to fit in the beauty ideals or images that you're presented with, and you start to compare your body with other bodies. But I'm not going into that now. I would like to draw a different picture and suggest that the body, your body, is not something outside of you. I also would like to suggest that your body doesn't have an energy field, which is something ethereal surrounding it, but that your body is essentially an energy field, that the essence of the body is not physical and is therefore can also not be perceived by the physical senses, that it requires an inner sense or perception to catch the essence of the body. And by essence also I mean the source from which the body originates. Of course, at some level the body has originated from your parents' genes, But on a deeper level, it is your soul, your divine essence, which chose to create this body, attracting certain circumstances, situations to it, like your parents, where you were born, and it's your soul's choice that eventually caused you to be in this particular form, in this body. And I invite you now to get in touch with your body and feel it as an energetic presence, and feel how it is part of you at a very deep level, part of your choice to be here, a direct expression of your soul's presence on earth. So not something you're thrown into, not something you are made to dwell in, but see the body as an outpouring, a direct expression of you. More and more, science is discovering that at the most basic level, there is no such thing as solid matter. At the basic, most basic level, there is energy influenced by consciousness. And feel right now that there's a consciousness inside you that precedes your birth in this body, precedes the personality you have in this incarnation. There's something bigger there. Something that transcends it all. And this something, this level of awareness, has a purpose, has a reason for aligning with this body, your body. So I'm asking you to feel the presence of your soul. And to be aware how strongly your body responds to it, is part of it really. Feel how your soul is deeply creative and breathes life into every cell of your body. Allow the soul to make itself known to you. Feel its presence in your heart, your abdomen, feel it flowing through your legs. And touching your crown, the top of your head, your crown chakra. And I'm now asking you to look at your body from the soul's perspective and look at something in particular that has been bothering you. An illness, an energy block, a physical pain, a weakness. Focus on it now. Focus also on this part of your body that has been bothering you, and allow the light of your soul to flow through it, to touch it. And then ask yourself, what thought or emotion is connected with this physical issue? Because physical problems are usually deeply connected with the way you think and feel about yourself, about the world. And there may be persistent negative beliefs and emotions which block the flow of your energy and therefore cause parts of your energy field to be very constricted or blocked. It's like these beliefs and emotions say no to the flow of your soul's energy, the outpouring of your soul's energy, and you usually hold on to these beliefs because you sincerely believe in them. These beliefs keep you boxed in, like imprisoned, but at the same time you don't realize you're in that prison because you believe that this prison is reality. So when you constrict, when you limit the flow of your energy by remaining inside these prison walls of certain negative beliefs and emotions, if this lasts too long, if you stay inside this for a long time, then ultimately your body will respond because it doesn't receive the soul's pure energy, and therefore it opens up to energies that are not its own. Many illnesses can be explained by this, that on a deeper level the soul's light is blocked from expressing itself, and in that sense the illness is always pointing at something inside of you that needs to be released, or at least that needs your attention, your awareness. So in this often painful way, the illness wants to help you break through, or help you release, get out of this prison, release the boxes, and start to truly understand that the beliefs, that the negative beliefs that hold you down are just that. They are beliefs. They are not reality. And so this is the key to understanding illness. It's not coming from the outside. It's a part of your energetic reality that wants to be seen, wants to be understood. And you have the power to do so. You're not powerless. And even though it can be helpful to use the insights or the insights provided by regular science and to use regular medicine. It's if you use your intuition to tune into these medicines, you could feel whether it could be helpful to use them. But what's more important is that you also address the deeper level of what negative beliefs and emotions are blocking the flow of your soul's creative energy. And I'd like to practice with this with you right now and ask you to return to this part of your body that's causing you pain or issues or problems. Shine your soul's light on it. And while you hold your attention there, ask yourself, what am I not allowing myself to be or to do? What is not allowed there? And as you ask this question, with an open intention, you see the suppressed energy there take shape, take the form of anything you like. It can take any shape or form, but allow this suppressed energy to become visible to you. Allow it to become known to you. If you don't see it, you could maybe feel it as an emotion, as anger or sadness, frustration, fear, or you could imagine. It's okay to fantasize, to imagine that it's like a creature that takes a certain shape, animal, child, whatever your imagination comes up with, and you allow it to express itself. How are you feeling? What are you feeling? Ask this question. Connect with your the energy field that is your body. It wants to speak with you. The illness or the pain is there as an attempt to communicate with you. The soul loves communication, growth, becoming more and more aware. The soul wants to be with you inside your energy field to heal things from within. That's the primary direction of any healing, from the inside out. And outside things like medicine and whatever, it can be helpful, but it cannot address the core of the problem. Only you can address the core of the problem. And you do so by setting up an inner dialogue with illness, with pain, with the energy trapped inside your body's field, inside your body, the energy that wants to come out. And another way of connecting with the healing force inside of you inside your own energy is to ask, what helps me heal from within? What energy do I need? And you may again see it in a certain form or shape. It's just help, this helps you connect with it. You can also feel it directly, the energy. That is helping you free the flow of your soul's energy. And your body is part of nature, part of Mother Earth. So it can be helpful to ask for an image related to nature, like seeing or feeling the presence of an animal or a tree, something natural that symbolizes what you need to heal from within. For example, if you're very sensitive and you tend to absorb a lot of energies from outside of you, people's moods or emotions or general collective streams of energy, then you may need to have stronger boundaries around you. And you may see an animal that helps you do that, that symbolizes strength and having clear boundaries, like a powerful animal, like a lion, a tiger, a bear. And feeling their energy can make you aware of what you need and also directly create this energy, add it to your field, to your body. Your body is responding strongly to your thoughts, your imagination, your emotions. And I'd like to end by inviting you to feel your soul's love and appreciation for the energy field that you are, the embodied energy that allows your soul to be present on earth, to experience, to grow. It's a cooperation between your soul and Mother Earth. And you as a human being have a choice to align with your soul's wisdom and intuition, its purpose, or to block this flow and to tune in to the world's influence, the mainstream consciousness around you, and all that it tells you. There's a choice there. You can align with your soul's consciousness, its wisdom, right now. And you can feel it. Imagine that your soul's presence is like sunlight shining through you and completely filling you up from head to toe, bringing life and vitality to the whole of your body and your emotions and your thoughts. Feel that you are safe, that there's truly this higher guidance all around you, that you're capable of sensing it, listening to it, that you're free. Illness is an invitation to restore communication with your soul. Illness is not a punishment or a sign that you did something wrong. It's an invitation, just that. And even though illness and physical pain can be very challenging, they can also bring you, take you on a journey of exploration, truly going deep within and discovering the negative beliefs that are wanting to be removed, to be transcended. It's inner work. Dealing with illness is inner work. And I'm asking you to take courage, to have faith in yourself, because you do have the wisdom and light inside you abundantly to deal with this challenge. I'm asking you to believe in yourself and allow the sun to shine. Thank you for listening, for joining me. You are a powerful creator connected with the divine. Thank you.